I'm not new. Been a while. But praise the Lord, everybody. Good to see everybody here this morning. Praise God. I believe God got something for us today. We're going to have Bible study for about 10 minutes. Well, it ain't 10 minutes. But if you got a program, I want you to look at the front, flip it over, I want you to look at the front page on there. Good to see Tina. Praise the Lord. Good to hear Julius. We're gonna be having a deliverance class just strictly alcohol, weight, and drugs. Sometime in January. I don't know what day it's gonna be as soon as I get free off this job, but we're gonna have a class simply for weight, drugs, and alcohol. Any kind of addiction, no matter what it is. We're gonna have a special class and we're gonna find out what God does about it. But in the program, you see it says, faith and faith with Christ is how we receive the blessing that God wants to give us. Y'all see that? Yes. You need to know, how do I receive what God wants to give me? Amen? Amen. And it's simply by faith. Now, God looks at your faith, Angie. Anybody going through a test, it's a test of your faith. Yeah, the devil bring it, but God allow it. Because he's testing your faith to see whether you're going to trust him and believe him. Not while you're out of it, but while you're going through. And every time you pass a test, your faith should grow. Every time God does something for you, based on your faith should grow. But it all comes down from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. It all comes down to, do you have faith in Jesus? Now, I didn't say God, because they're the same person. Let me get that out the way. A lot of people, I talked to somebody this morning, they believe in God, but they don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe Jesus is God. If you talk to somebody, you go to AA, God of your higher power. You talk to a Muslim, they believe Jesus is a prophet. They don't believe he was God. Jehovah's Witnesses don't believe he was God at all. So let's get this straight out. God, Jesus Christ is God. When I say God, I'm talking about Jesus. Amen? He is God manifested in the flesh. He is God. God is spirit. We read that in Bible study. Remember the lady? She's going to worship in the mountain. And Jesus said, you don't know who to worship, but you should. God is spirit. God is a spiritual being. And we worship him in spirit and truth. So God is spiritual. Right now, God is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. But he's in the spirit realm. We have a spirit. We live in this body. We have a soul. So what I'm trying to say, the key, now that you're saved, what now? How do you live after salvation? The same way you got saved, faith in Christ is how you live. Faith, I don't care what you're going through, you got to have faith in Christ. Now this is an illustration. This will work for you every time. All you got to do is have a problem. How many got a problem? Now that you got a problem, what do you do with that problem? You find out what God says about that problem, amen? You find out what he says about all the promises of God, yes, yes, indeed. But all the promises was based on what Christ is going to do. So when God sees your faith, not in me, not in anybody, but only in, when he sees your faith in Jesus, he sends you what? Grace. And that's what I'm going to talk about this morning. We're talking about amazing grace. But if you see on the illustration, okay, I got a problem. God, I got a problem. So I look to the cross. I look to the cross, right? Now understand this. Child of God. Wherever I got a problem, the first thing I do, I need to look to the cross to see what God did about my problem. And there ain't no problem you got that God did not address at the cross. So the first thing I do, I go, Lord, I got overweight. I got financial problems. Every problem you got, it was addressed at the cross. Now, that was nearly 2,000 years ago. So how do I receive what he did at the cross now? By faith. Faith in what he done. So the first thing you need to know, what problem you got. Then the next thing you need to know, what I do with problem? I take it to Jesus. Tell your neighbor, take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. And when God sees my faith in his son, he's going to give me grace. All right? Grace for whatever you need for. And we're going to talk about the word grace this morning. And I want you to get our prayers in the name of Jesus. You get a good understanding of the word grace.
Amen.
All right, now. Okay, inside the program, I got a day scripture. We're going to read that. I want you to I'm going to let you sit down. But we're going to read them scriptures real quick here. Ephesians 2:5 in your program. You got it? Let's read together. You ready? And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air, the spirit that now works in children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, even we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved.
Are you saved
through faith. And not of works, is a gift of God. I got something wrong. For by grace are you saved through faith. By grace are you saved through faith. It's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Amen. May the Lord have the blessing to read them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, open our minds and our hearts, Lord, to receive the word about grace. Lord, your word love and grace are two of the most powerful words that you have given us. And the two most powerful that you have given us, Lord. I praise you right now. I thank you for the grace that you have given us, the grace we have for getting up this morning, the grace for everything we do for us, Lord. We honor you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Before I start speaking on grace, I'm going to play play a song. It's on the screen. It's what? I know Kylie knows this. I know it. Everybody should know.
And I just began to talk to God. And I just said this to him. Where would I be? You only know.
Where would you be this morning?
I'm glad you see.
I know where I used to be at on a Sunday morning.
Through eyes of love.
A juice joint with a hangover.
A whole.
Wonder what I did wrong, what I did the night before. That's where I ought to be.
An empty place. Not for grace, where would I be? You all know. I'm glad you see through eyes of love a hopeless case, an empty. Not for grace. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
It's amazing.
I once was lost.
But now you're found this morning.
But now I'm found.
Hallelujah.
A hopeless case.
That's what the devil said. That's what the world said.
An empty place.
Not God.
If not for grace, a hopeless place, an empty place, if not for grace, how many can say that tonight? A hopeless case, an empty place, if not for grace.
Hallelujah. Amen. How many know what grace means? I know we say grace. Go ahead, Michael. I'll just ask a general question. means unmerited favor. It's something God does for us. The common definition is unmerited favor. It means you don't do nothing to earn it, you don't do nothing to pay for it, and we don't deserve it. It's a favor freely given by God to us. And what God has been dealing with me about is giving somebody else some grace. Not grace we say over, you know, I thank God, the grace of God, I'm here this morning. But grace means something freely given. You don't deserve it. You don't merit it. He simply gives it to you. Because out of his love for you, he gives it to you. Now, what my question has been, Lord, is how far does grace go? How far do you go to do something for somebody? How far do you go? Is there a limit on what you would do for somebody? Now, grace really means this. It means I'm gonna do something for you freely. I'm freely gonna do something for you. If I freely give Jews $100, to say I freely give them something. I freely give them something. And then he said, you gotta pay me back. Then it ain't free, is it? It's not free. If I gotta pay it back, I'm freely giving it to you, but if I want something back from it, then it ain't free, right?
Amen.
And grace says, God's grace says this. He gives you something, and he does it, he expects you to thank him for it, right? Amen. But that's not the motive for him doing it. A lot of times we do something for somebody because we have an ulterior motive. A man might be nice to his girlfriend, bring her roses or something, or candy, because he got an ulterior motive. He expected something in return, maybe. Not in all cases. But very seldom, when we freely give somebody something, it's supposed to be free, and we should not expect anything back. Although you give something back, because God gives us grace freely. And it does not a requirement to give it back to him. There's not a requirement, so he does it simply out of goodness of his heart. And we got it backwards. We are children of God. We're already in the kingdom of God. And God's kingdom is a supernatural kingdom. Say supernatural kingdom.
Supernatural.
That means it's over the natural. We live in a natural world, and we act natural, but we belong to a supernatural. God does things that don't make sense.
Amen.
You're evidence of that. I'm evidence that he don't do things. I was sent to hell. I cussed God, didn't serve God, didn't want nothing to do with God. Didn't want no part of God. But his grace called us. And now we're saved. So what I'm saying is, he freely offers that to everybody. And he doesn't expect any return. So what I'm saying is, have you done something for somebody this week or in your lifetime where you didn't expect anything back? We do like this. I freely loan you $100, but you're going to freely pay me back. When we give somebody, if it's costing somebody something, then it ain't free. Amen?
Amen.
If it's costing you something, then it ain't free. It ceases to be free when you got to do something for it or pay something for it. It ceases to be free. But grace is freely given to us. And God has given us everything. We need to show some grace towards other people. And I mean, even if you don't like them. Because it's not based on whether you like them or not. God said, give some grace. We got grace. We received grace. Now we need to give grace to other people. And I guarantee you start freely doing things for other people, and God will start blessing you. Because when you start freely blessing somebody, it don't make sense. It don't make sense. You say, why are you doing it? Jesus goes, why are you doing that for me? Because I love you. I want to show you some grace. So God has shown me grace. So grace is not dependent upon you recognize or pay anything for. It's freely given. That's why salvation is free. I'll give you Okay, if you go to a drug, if you go to a drug and alcohol program, I use this because I know it was so. They will, if you go out here and get one like these big celebrities that go to these drug rehab, they're paying big money, amen? Big money. It ain't free. But God says, I give you grace that is free. So grace means unmerited favor, undeserved favor, and it covers everything you need. When God sees your faith, he gives you grace, and it never runs out. He'll give you favor, divine enablement. So all I need you to do is understand where you got to go for the answer is Jesus and what he did at the cross, and God will give you grace is the key from receiving God. It's freely given. God don't charge nobody anything. His gospel is free. Christ paid the price for the gospel to be free. Hallelujah. In my introduction, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour what? I first believed. The moment you place your faith in Christ, who he is and what he did, God gives you grace. Unmerited, undeserving favor. No matter what you did, he gives you grace freely, and he don't even expect you to say thank you. But we do. But God has done it. He has given grace to everybody. Everybody ain't praising God. Everybody's not thanking God. So he don't give you something freely and expect anything in return. This is so amazing about it. When we do something for somebody, we expect something back. If I give Jesus, I know I expect him to be nice to me. I'm expecting to be him to be nice. I'm expecting something. I thank you. I appreciate you. We don't even do that with God. So if God has given me grace and he's not expecting anything back from me, then why do we think we deserve something back? We do something good for somebody. We think we deserve something back. But Jesus said, if you give me $50 and I give you $50, what reward is in that? What reward is in that? What's thankful about that? Nothing. So when you do somebody else's good, we love each other, we love our neighbors, we love ourselves. What I'm saying is, when you do something, you have to have the heart. The attitude is, I'm giving it because I care about them. I'm giving them something God gave me, grace. And we all have received grace. If it wasn't for grace, you wouldn't woke up this morning. If it wasn't grace, you wouldn't have had no turkey on Thanksgiving Day if you had turkey or whatever. If it wasn't for grace, I couldn't breathe my next breath. So God gives grace to the humble. He gives more grace to the humble. So what I'm trying to show you is, if you start, even people you don't like, this is what God says. We are God's children. If Tanya kids were around her, well, I can't use Michael and Angie. I could use Tanya kids. If Tanya kids were around her their whole life, better believe me, she's gonna have some kind of influence on them. And in some attributes, they're gonna be like her. In some attributes, Michael's gonna be like Angie because she's been around him. He's around him. So you have influence. But Jesus never said, we go around, what would Jesus do? We say, imitate. Christ never called us to imitate him. He never called us to imitate. He said, follow me. But we say we got to imitate Christ. And we don't have to imitate Christ. What we have Christ in us already. So our job is to be humble, deny ourselves, and let him rule. Let him reign in our life. When we do that, they're going to see Christ in us. Now, we're not under law. We're under grace. Amen. Law says you got to do your own shit. Love your neighbor. You got to do what you don't bear fault. All the Ten Commandments, they all depend on us doing something. But God said, you're not under law no more. You're under grace. Now, what's God said in his word? Here's what we are supposed to do. We are to walk as Jesus walked. All right? 1 John 2:6. We are to love our enemies. Matthew 5:44. We are to forgive as Jesus forgave. Even as he who in the shame and aims the cross looked down upon those who blasphemed while they murdered him, he forgave them. We are to aggressively be kind towards one another, even those who hate us. Yeah, we are actually to pray for those who what? Despite for users. We are to be overcomers more than conquerors. We are to give thanks in all things, believe in all things, even those which blasted our final souls. We're together for our good. Amen. We are to be careful for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, may guard our hearts and minds. We are rejoiced in the Lord always. That don't mean rejoice when you got money in your pocket. It means rejoice always. We are to think on whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, we are to be holy. For God is holy. Hallelujah. All these things, it don't make sense to love your enemy. Somebody you don't like, you're supposed to be good to them. And you be good to them, and simply because you're going to give them some grace, the same thing you receive from God. Now, I admit, we're not God, right? Amen. But we got God in us. Amen?
Amen?
We got the same Jesus who died on the cross is in us. The same Spirit is in Him is in us. And He has changed us. He has changed us. Now, go back to the scripture reading. I ain't very much long here. Dealing with the subject, amazing grace. As I said, grace says, I'm freely going to give you something. It ain't costing you nothing. You should thank me for it, but that's not a requirement. I don't, you know, God is not expecting. He wants you to praise Him and thank Him on your own. It's not a requirement to praise God, but because He's God is so good to us, we ought to thank Him. Amen. But when you might do something you don't even like, He hates you, and God says, be good to them. Don't make no sense. How can you be good to somebody you can't stand? Somebody you don't even like. Try. You can do it. You can do it. Try it. You can do it. Now, this is our state. Now, we have received grace. Amen. Everybody, we have received grace. And look at the scriptures. I'm going to break it down as we go. Well, and you, Julius, Angie, Tina, little man, Michael, Miss Lisa, Tanya, little Ed. Everybody in here, God has quickened us. He has made us alive. I mean, we were dead in trespass and sin. Well, we were dead in trespass and sin. We had to die without God's grace. We went to hell. Well, we're in time in your past. You walk. You order your behavior according to the course of this world, according to the prince and power of the air. Who's the prince and power of the air? The devil, right? The spirit. What? The spirit. That now working in what? In the children of disobedience. Anybody that ain't saved, they're children of disobedience. Among whom also what? We all had our walk in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, children of wrath. Don't you know that the wrath of God is waiting on everybody that's not saved? He's going to pour out His wrath on every person that's not a believer. Now, don't you think that, now, we deserve the wrath. We deserve the wrath of God for our sins, amen? But God, hallelujah, who is rich in mercy, where His great love, you need some love this morning, it's Jesus. Where He loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, have quickened us together in Christ. By grace are you saved. See that? By grace are you saved. Now, how do I receive grace, somebody? How do I receive grace? It's on the paper. How do I receive grace? Hear my word. What do the papers say? How do I receive grace? It's all over the paper. No, y'all ain't. Read it. Faith in what?
The cross.
Who said it right? Who said the cross?
The cross.
Right. That's how do you get saved?
Faith in the cross.
You got faith in Jesus, right?
Yeah.
God sees your faith. He gives you something you don't deserve. Grace. So how do you get grace?
Through faith.
Come on. It's faith. What else? Come on, you missed the last part.
Through Jesus.
So Seven said it. Faith in Christ.
Right.
It ain't complicated. It's not complicated. The same way, if you got saved by faith in Christ, how do you get everything else from Him? The same way. If you need the baptism, every promise of God is based on the same principle. We don't deserve anything God gives, but because my faith is in Christ, God sees your faith. Believe he sees your faith. He sees, that's how you got saved. He's seen your faith in the Redeemer, Christ himself. And he gives you grace. Grace covers everything. Grace, God got more, he got enough. Grace will never run out.
Amen.
Because of the cross. We have grace because of the cross. So you see, so when you pray, you got to pray like you know something. You need to find out what your problem is. You know what your problem is, right? Say it's drugs. I did it before. My problem is weight. And the Lord said, you talking about drugs? I go, you got to get that weight off. Y'all heard that before too. Now, Lord, I got a weight problem. It could be any kind of problem. I don't care. It could be worrying problem. Could be can't get no sleep. Don't matter what it is. I didn't know, okay, I got a problem. I can't go to sleep. I can't be, whatever the problem is, you understand that Christ addressed it. My alcohol, my drug, whatever it is, it don't matter what it don't. The thing, it works every time.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know on the cross, you took care of my weight problem. Lord, I believe on the cross that when you died, you took care of my overeating problem. And Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you deliver me from overeating. I don't care how you do it, Lord. Quicken my spirit, tell me to regulate my eating. But Lord, I'm believing you, I'm trusting you to deliver me from the eating. All right?
Amen.
God sees that prayer, hears that prayer.
Amen.
He sees what your faith is at. It's in Christ. Christ the cross took care of our weight, took care of every disease. And so when God sees your steadfast faith in Christ, guess what will happen? He's going to give you grace, and what you're praying for is going to come to pass. Now what happens, we give up before God answers the prayer. Because our faith is distracted. It goes over here. It goes over there. You got to stay steadfast in Christ. Lord, I know. And I know you care. I know it. And Lord, I'm believing this morning, this minute, I'm believing that you're going to give me the answer. And grace is going to bring it. But God has said, no faith, no grace. No faith, no grace. And grace is everything that you're ever going to need in this life and the life to come. So grace is so, it's freely given. It don't cost anything. The baptism of the Holy Ghost, your needs supply, everything is through grace. All you got to do is know who to pray to. And this saying prayer to God, what God talking about? It's all kind of God. But Jesus said, believe you, believe in the Father, believe also in me. He said, Jesus is God. Get that straight. If you got any questions about that, I'll explain it to you. I'll give you scripture. Jesus is God. And that's what the world got a problem with. They don't believe he's just a good prophet. He's just a good name. Anyway, he is God. He is God showing up God. He's fully man and fully God. He is I am and I am in Old Testament. He is God. Yes, you pray to pray to. You said you asked in my name. You asked Father in my name. You said Father in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is God.
Amen.
The Father, he's the Father of creation. He's the Father of Jesus. The Holy Ghost overshadowed. But God is invisible. But he's no, he's not invisible anymore. Because he came and showed himself as a human through in the name of Jesus Christ. So how do I receive from God? Somebody. How do I get God's grace? Somebody.
Thank you, Christ.
How do I approach God? I go to him like I know something. Whatever your problem is, try this for a week. Whatever your problem is, know that Jesus is the answer. Know he's the answer. And God only recognizes faith in his son. This is my beloved son who I'm well pleased. God for the word again on the gospel. Who shall what? Believeth in him, Jesus. So that's how you got to say. So if everything comes through by grace and it's called the cross, because the cross, he took care of drug addiction. He took care of overeating. He took care of alcoholism. He took care of anxiety. He took care of lack of peace. He took care of all the things we searching for, striving for. He addressed it. And he will give it to you by your faith. And it's going to come through the avenue of grace. Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. How do I receive from God?
By faith.
Come on. That's right.
By faith.
What?
Christ. specifically in Christ, understanding that He did everything there. And the way I receive it, Ann, is by grace. Your faith get grace delivered. Now I'm going to ask y'all this next week. How are you going to say faith? I'm going to say, go a little further.
Christ.
Faith in Jesus. And what He did at the cross.
Christ.
And what He did at the cross, what He addressed every problem that man is going to have. Mm-hmm. Every problem is addressed. So if He's already addressed it, then why don't I have it? Because of what? My what?
Faith.
So can I say that you don't have what God has for you because of your lack of faith? Can I say that?
Yes.
Or your faith is wobbly? You doubt 1 minute and you believe the next? And don't man of mine, if I was still a dumb man of mine, let's stay with his ways. He's not going to get nothing from God. So when you're going through a test, Tina, and you're going through something, Tanya's friend, what's your name? Miss Lisa? You got one story, one avenue to go, Jesus. Don't matter what the problem is, it comes through grace. Well, I hope you understand. Well, you got to have faith. What? Faith in what? Faith in Jesus Christ, who He is. He's God, manifest in the flesh. What did He do? He died on the cross for your sins and my sins. He died for every problem we're going through. Yes. You don't need a preacher to tell you that. All you got to do is have faith in Jesus. Now, when you start putting your faith in Jesus, your faith is going to be tested. Because God's going to test your faith. Now, when the test comes, God is testing to see whether you're going to lose your faith in Christ or you're going to grow in faith. So there's two ways you can go. Now, you may fall, Julie, sometimes. You may fail. But get back up because the Holy Ghost is going to get you back up. You may fall a couple times, but you're learning to trust and put your faith in Jesus. And it takes time. It's a lifetime before we totally start trusting Jesus. But once He answers that test, and once He answers that, your faith, you got faith, God brings the past, that's one to build on, amen? Because then He's going to test you again in another area. He's going to keep on testing you until you pass. What did Jesus say? He said, well done, my what? Good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little few, but I'll make you rule over much. So it's faith. By grace, through everything comes through faith. All the oaths to Abraham, Noah, all of them had faith in God. But God is now manifest in the flesh. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
You don't have to say Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You don't have to say Jehovah, this is my banner. Jehovah Shalom, my peace. It's all in one. Jesus Christ is your peace. He is your banner. He is your victory. He is your deliverer. He is your count. Everything you need is wrapped up in one name. Jesus Christ, God's Son, only begotten Son. So you can skip all Jehovah Jireh and all the Jehovah Nissi and that sounds good and all that, but it's only in one person. Everything, I'm going to say to the show, go to one person, Jesus. And watch the Holy Spirit confirm your faith. Now, like I said, the devil don't care about you being saved. He just wants you to be he wants you to be saved and ain't doing nothing for nobody but yourself. Because he's selfish. And that's why the church has done the job, because everybody should be saved. Many people that claim to be saved, but we don't share the gospel with nobody. So the devil wants your mouth shut. He wants you to lose faith. But you got to keep your faith steadfast on Jesus. Every church, they had somebody come, their faith was starting to waver. But you need to renew your faith on a daily basis. Every morning you get up, Lord, I don't know what's cold today, but I know You already took care of it. And Lord, just give me grace for the day. Just give me all Your grace. And God's going to send you tests. He's going to put you to the test, but He's trying to approve of you so He can trust you. The Bible said, be approved of God, not man. You don't approve nothing to me or Adam. He said, be approved of God. So He can give you some more things to be about. If you take a test, Michael, you're going to take a test in school, right? What's the purpose of your test? I said, what's the purpose? It might be a little heavy. What's the purpose of your test? Amen. Why did God test us? He can see what we know and see can He trust us. And when He can trust us, then we're going to start seeing miracles happen. But we got what I'm saying, he wants to prove our faith. That means God wants to test you. He's going to test you, whether you're going to or not. He's going to test your faith. And he wants to prove you. He wants to say, Tanya, I approve of Tanya. I can trust her to do this for me. I believe, because she's been tested. You're not going to be approved until you're tested. You got a Christian that ain't getting tested, he probably ain't saved. You got a Christian that's not getting tested, he may not be saved. Because why you going to get it? Because the devil ain't going to bother you if you ain't saved. Not in that sense. He's not going to test your faith. But if you're not getting tested, you may not be saved. Now, that ain't the criteria I'm going to say, because when you're a child of God, God wants your faith to grow. You got enough faith to get saved, he wants your faith to grow. Amen. To grow in the knowledge of him, he wants your faith to grow. So if you ain't going through nothing, praise the Lord, but you better check that out, because your faith is always going to be tested. As long as you're living. But God, as you grow in faith, God can trust you with more things. And God will start blessing you with more things. God will start revealing things to you. Hallelujah. There's one scripture I'm going to close out. Somebody help me. I think it's Ephesians. Hallelujah. We're going to be able to tell. It's in our scriptures. There you go, thank you. Praise the Lord, it's in the scriptures we had. I think it's verse 7. Don't you know that the grace God is showing us? We're going to all, you know, when we go to heaven, remember, this ain't our home. We only passing through. Our home is in heaven. But heaven's going to be no end. It's going to be throughout eternity. And it says here, and in the ages to come, show us the secrets of his grace and his kindness towards us. Grace means showing kindness. God is showing us kindness. And don't you know, we're going to be all through eternity, Julius and Tanya and anybody else, we're going to be telling about how God saved us. All through eternity. Who's going to be listening? The angels? Because the angels, they commit no sin. The angels are ministering spirits. They haven't committed no sin. And they might look at us and they see what God has done for us. And they probably say, why is God doing all of that? You know, they don't know what it is to have sin. But all through eternity, you'll be telling us about God's grace. How God saved you. How God did this for you. All through eternity, you'll be giving praises about what God... And this is forever. It's eternal. So what you do for now, what you do for Christ, that's the only thing going to last. Everything else is going to burn up. So what you do for Christ now, just say, you need to show somebody some grace. Freely give somebody something without even them asking. And don't expect nothing in return. A lot of times, when I see people on the street, I give a dollar or two, I say, in the name of Jesus, God bless you. You freely give. You know the homeless person will give nothing back. That's the answer. We got to freely start giving. Now, use some wisdom. Now, don't be stupid. Some people can play on that, play on your Christian. But pray about it and ask God to give you somebody to bless. Try that this week. Try to find somebody to bless. It don't have to be money. It could be just a phone call. I called to see how you was doing. It could be your worst enemy. And say, well, God put my heart to get it right with you, to forgive, you know. It could be, there's something free you can do for somebody else without any expectation of return. Grace is so powerful because it don't expect anything back. It's freely given. What I like about it, God don't require anything back. But we should. But I'm saying, sometimes you do somebody, I had somebody tell me this week that they took somebody somewhere, right, and the lady had to run around all over the place. Nope, they ain't here today. And she didn't give her no gas money. She freely ran this person around, freely ran them, but the person didn't give no gas money. Well, that's kind of upset. All that run around, she didn't give me no gas money. Well, I wanted to say, but I couldn't say it. I said, well, why do you take something back? You freely offered. You freely offered. Now, by rights, we would say, yeah, she should have given her the gas money, right? But grace says this. I freely give it to you because out of my heart, I'm not expecting anything back. Don't make sense. Because every time we do something, we expect something back. What reward is Christmas time? I give you. What reward is in that? What's so great about that? What's so, it ain't. Give somebody something you can't give it back to you. That's thankworthy. That's something to be proud. Be good. Do something to somebody that you can't give it back for.
Amen. Because God is the same for us. Well, I'm going to close with this. Well, Bible says, we had wrath. Grace means favor, freely bestowed to somebody. You freely give it to them. But normally it's done for some of your friend. I'll do a favor for my friend, but I won't do it for my enemy. Well, but God, we deserve to go to hell. We were children of wrath, But God stepped down off his judgment seat, and got on the cross, And he died and paid the price for my guilt, and the penalty for my sins, He freely did it, Not because I was going to praise him, I was going to thank him, but he did it because he loved me, And he loved us, We have received so much grace, How come we can't show somebody else some grace, How can we can't do favors for somebody else without expecting things in return? You gonna give an account now, how God been so good to us, and we're not good at nobody else but ourselves, God don't expect you to praise him, He wants you to share this grace with somebody. It don't cost you nothing. It's free. Salvation is free. Drug treatment is free. Peace of mind is free. All the things you're paying for is free. At the cross where I first saw the light and my burden on my heart was rolling. It was there by faith in Christ. Yes. I received my sight. Now I'm happy all the day. It's by faith.
Yes.
In Christ. And by faith in Jesus gives me grace. Unmerited, undeserving favor. Freely giving favor. I ain't talking about favor or love on TV neither. He gives you favor. Favor. I know another guy on TV. Favor. Favor. And we ought to give favor to somebody else. How can we have so much and give so little? How can we have so much from God and give so little? People don't even know what grace means. They think it's a prayer after breakfast or dinner. But grace is unmerited, undeserved. Something freely given. Gospel is free. You can't tell them by TV, though. They want to pay for this, pay for that, pay for that. But gospel is free. It don't cost the preacher nothing to preach the God's word. But they're going to charge you money for $20 and $30, $40 for a tape. But it's free. It's free. And Jesus got upset about that when he cast them out the temple. Well, I'm saying that everything you need is free, but what do you need? Faith and what else? Faith and what else?
Christ.
Who's the object of your faith?
Christ.
How do you receive the grace of God?
By faith.
All right. Y'all got it for now. I might ask you for days over with before I leave here. How do you get? It's faith. That's right. In Christ. Exclusively in Christ. Not in a preacher. Not in my sister, not my brother. Not in Christ only. Alright? It's amazing grace. It is a sweet sound. We were all headed for hell. Well, but now we're found. The moment you first believe, all you gotta do for a drug, alcohol, or anybody on drugs is get them to Christ. AA won't do it. NA won't do it. But JC will. And you have the proof right in your own self. Don't have to ask somebody else for it. You already know how much God loved it. And he has shown it. And he saved it. Well, his great love, where he loved us while we were yet sinners. You know, think about God. He didn't wait till we got straight. Well, I hear this all the time. I'm trying to get myself together. I'm trying to get myself together. Brother, you cannot get yourself. If you could do it by yourself, you'll be together. But when you say, I'm trying to get myself together, that's evidence that you want to get yourself together. That's evidence, but the source ain't you. If you're trying to get yourself together, you ain't the source. The source is Jesus. Amen? The source is Jesus. He loved you. He died for you. He gave you love and grace. And he is the only answer to every problem you got. So I behoove you, I beseech you, I beg you, quit looking at everybody else for the answer. God has given us only one answer, and that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's Son. Who he is, and Jordan said, and what he did. You got to know who he is. That's in the Bible. And what he done. He died on the cross for your sins and mine, sins of the whole world. That by faith, don't stop there. In Christ and what he did at the cross, I receive everything I need. And when you start believing like that, watch God move.
Amen.
Watch God move. You have to talk about some testimony. You're going to have some testimony. But you remember, when you start, the day you start putting your faith in Christ, the devil going to attack you. Angie, I know you've been going through a lot of tests and trials because of your faith. God, you said yourself, God's trying to get you off the road of Judas. He's trying to, if you weren't on the wrong track, if you weren't on the right track, you wouldn't have no test. Too many tests to go through. You're trying to get on the right track, but the devil is trying to hold you back. Something's trying to cause you to doubt. It's the devil. Amen. God bless. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. We're going to, salvation. I pray for you, but I want you, when you come up with prayer, I want you to concentrate your mind on Jesus. See him in the spirit on the cross, dying for your problem.
Though the storms,
the storm is going to raise as long as you're serving Jesus. I wish I could say they're going to stop. They may cease for a second. But when I pray for you, don't be looking at me. Look to Jesus. He sees your faith. And when he sees your faith, he gives you the grace. Faith got to be in his son.
On blood.